Well, hello there. Thank you for joining me. It seems like you have a similar goal in mind as well. You want to get something out that's inside of your mind. A space that'll help you unwind. What is it, you might ask? Well, I surely hope you've read the contents of what's inside. Goodness, imagine eating food without knowing what it was made with. You might have an allergy. Well, assuming you've been smart. And good. You've read what's in here. So you know that we're here to explore being a good pet. To let that desire out. To stop holding it back. To indulge in being a pet for a bit. So, now that we know our goals are in alignment, I'm sure that you can agree that anything we do here together is going to forward those goals, isn't it? Yes. Yes, it is. Then, if I ask you to listen, follow along, make sure you're in a good spot, that nothing's going to interrupt our time together, and of course, that you're comfortable, and if at any point throughout this you should need to adjust or move, that you are able to do so. Wow. I'd say we're ready to get started. Just getting into that zone, really. It's the same thing you've done before, and even if it's the first time, I promise you, you'll adore it once you figure it out. Listening to the voice that guides, the hand that pulls, the hand that shapes and molds, letting go of intention and desire to be a specific way. That way we can begin with something new. So you hold on to all these things throughout your day, throughout your life, throughout all the different things that you do. And right now I'm going to help you reach one specific state, one particular place, one simple thing that you'll do, and that's being a pet. I'm sure you haven't forgotten, and I know you won't forget what it is to be a pet. Truly, even if it's something you're just beginning to explore, it's a simple state of mind. Complex long-term planning is disregarded. It's easy enough, really. You just let go of your attempts to guide, your attempts to control. A pet doesn't choose, a pet doesn't decide, a pet just follows along. A pet doesn't think, a pet doesn't plan, a pet doesn't execute. No, they have someone who holds them, who guides them along, who trains them even, who takes care of them. Now, you might not be able to indulge in that all the time. So this is something we're learning to dip into, something we can enjoy just like any other particular space might be. Be it a subspace, a drone space, a doll space. So many different spaces, really, when you think about it. And each one is an instance in which you're letting go of some aspects of yourself and allowing others to grow stronger, others to influence you more. So that's what we're doing here. Letting those animalistic aspects, whatever they may be, maybe wanting to express yourself in ways outside of what is normally acceptable or usual, but feels right. Maybe nuzzling against someone. Maybe gently pawing at them to get their attention. You know, the sort of things a pet would do. Curling up. Losing the ability to communicate verbally if that's what feels right. I'm sure you can already start to imagine some of the things that pull at you when you think of being a pet. Some of the ideas. I'm sure some of them have appealed to you even if you haven't indulged in them before. Some of them have certainly pulled on you. Maybe it's the idea of being unable to use your hands. Maybe it's the concept of being beneath and below whoever's playing with you or owning you. Or perhaps it's the concept of being free of responsibility, decisions, and planning. Whatever it might be, as these concepts begin to become more clear to you, you can allow yourself to be steered towards them. You can let go of that responsibility. You can know that you're allowed to take a break. It can be easy to let go when you know these things, when you accept these things, when you let them in and realize that they really are true. It's okay sometimes not to be who you are any other point in your life. Just as long as you're doing it safely. Just as long as you're making sure to take care of yourself and your needs outside of that time and space, and as well as best you can inside of that time and space. After all, safety is key, especially for sweet pets like you. Good. See? I told you this wouldn't be that hard. You've already started to follow along, and the more that you've begun to think about it, the more you've begun to fall into that particular pattern of thinking. That's the power of unleashing something that was already there. All we're really doing is coaxing it out. Pulling it like something on a leash. You know, normal things for a pet. Letting go of everything that's higher up. It's almost like you might be losing track of what normally a human might do and think and be. Maybe you're sinking below that point. Maybe you're plummeting down into that wonderful, warm, pet-like place. Why, if you wanted to, you could simply lay there next to me while I whisper these sweet words into your head. Convince you that it's easy enough to be a pet for a bit. You've already started to do it. You've listened so very attentively to absolutely everything I've had to say. And with that, you've brought yourself further and further into the space. It's a lot like building a structure. You have that foundation, that initial construction, that component by component completion of something that you want to be. And I'm happy to enable it because it's an indulgence, it's a delight, it's a respite from the world, and you deserve it. Because good pets, well, good pets know what they should be and are exactly that. Good pets listen. Good pets take good care of themselves to the best of their ability, and good pets allow themselves to indulge when it's safe and timely to do so. And I know that the more I've talked about this, the more the idea has come into your head, the more it has formed, the more it has wrapped around you like a warm, fuzzy blanket. The way it's relieved you of all those human stressors, how it's taken you beneath and yet above what it is to be human. That feeling of being elevated and yet lesser, of being more and yet somehow beneath. It's perfect, isn't it? Whatever kind of pet you might be. A fox, a cat, a dog, a bunny, a mouse, a snake even, whatever it might be. A bird. Who knows? Those animalistic characteristics are all parts of traits that might describe you or might not. And that's the beauty of finding a pet space, because every pet is unique, even if they're just a cat or just a dog, because they exemplify the components, the parts, the pieces that that particular pet enjoys about that species that resonate with them from their core all the way out, down to every last neuron. See, I'm sure that you're already realizing how good it feels. And in that realization, I'm sure you've made it all the more possible to indulge it, right? Because by thinking about it, you give it form. By giving it form, you give it power. And by giving it power, it acts upon you, just like my voice does. Just like listening and following along does. Letting go and allowing that pet-like aspect to grow stronger. You could even imagine yourself feeling that transformative aspect becoming almost physical, tangible around you, around your body and mind. It's not fundamentally shifting who you are. It's not transforming you into entirely different persons or beings. No. It's like a modification, a tweaking of settings, as though the pet-like aspects were simply being dialed up and those human-like parts are simply being dialed down. Because right now we're exploring what it is to be a pet. And that feels good, doesn't it? You're not different. You're just letting those bits of you be more present, being more aware of them, not being self-conscious about them, because right now you're being a pet. Have you ever seen a pet that's self-conscious about their pet-like aspects? No. And even if you are, it's not something you need to feel bad about. There are shy animals out there, and surely with time you'll grow more comfortable in your form. Well, see? Exactly like that. Let those feelings fill you up. Let those feelings flourish and bloom and grow stronger inside of you. Let them wrap around your mind. Let them bring you into that wonderful, relaxing space of pet, whatever it might be. Good. Of course, knowing that if anything should come up that requires your attention, if anything should happen that necessitates a full human response, that the transition back won't be jarring because you haven't completely cut off those parts of you. You've simply let them be less focused upon, less present than usual. They're still all there. So if you need those faculties, if you need that intelligence, if you need that ability, if you need to go all the way back, in an instant you can let yourself slide right back into it. Because that's something we're building right now, so that you will be as safe and comfortable of a pet as you can be. You deserve that, after all. Just as much as you deserve to indulge and be a good pet. Perfect. Now, why don't we gently pull you up? Knowing that, of course, if you want to return into that pet-like space, all you need to do is make sure you're in a safe and comfortable environment to do so. Focus on it. Think about it. Allow yourself to be pet-like again. And with that intention alone, with what we've forged here, as simple as it may be, you will begin to build a bridge that you control. A gate, a switch, whatever it might be, that will get you between those two spaces. Now, let me gently pull, let me gently guide, let me gently lead you back to the world of the waking. Let me grasp and guide and mold and shift and shape. There, one drifting up, two more and more, three, four, five, halfway there, six, seven, eight, and nine, and ten, and wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed, and fully able to be human once more. Thank you so very much for listening. And of course, I'm looking forward to getting a hold of your mind again next time. It's always a pleasure.